Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to ADA's August 7th, 2024 board meeting. I'll call the meeting to order. Ramey, if you do a roll call, the board members, please.
Commissioner Sandy. Policy Director Smythe.
Present.
Mr. Kendig. Mr. Fogel.
Here.
Mr. Elledge.
Here.
Mr. Vivlamore?
Here.
Chair Pruse?
Here.
You have a quorum, sir.
Thank you. Attached to your agenda packet today is our agenda. So be a chance to take a look at it. If there are any changes or deletions or clarifications, or I'll take a motion to approve.
Mr. Chairman, this is Albert. I'd like to motion approval of the agenda as presented.
This is Bill. I'll second.
Thank you. Discussion? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Brings us to item number four, prior minutes for June 20th, 2024.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to motion approval of the June 20, 2024 prior meeting minutes.
Bill Vivlamore, a second.
Has everybody had a chance to look at them? Any deletions, corrections, clarifications on the minutes? Any objections to adopting the minutes as presented? Hearing none, they're approved. Brings us to item number five on our agenda, public comments. I will ask that those wishing to make a public comment, please state your name and affiliation, if any, clearly for the record. I will start with online. Is anybody online wishing to make a public comment? Ramey?
If there are any members on the line that wish to make a public comment, please press star 9 on your phone now. Please clearly state your name and affiliation if you have one. Chair, there are no members at this time.
All right. Is there anybody in the boardroom wishing to make a public comment? No, John? Come on now. Hearing none, seeing none, I will close the public comment section of the agenda. Ramey, if anybody calls in a little bit later, would you let me know, please?
Yes, Chair.
Okay, brings us up to new business. Item number six, executive session, confidential and deliberative matters related to ADA's finances, communication strategy, and HECS loan, which are subject to deliberative process privilege, and other matters related to ADA actions that are subject to specific legal advice, which is subject to attorney-client privilege. Boy, is that a mouthful.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that the board enter in executive session for the purpose of discussing those items that you discussed, ADA finances, communication, strategy, HECS loan, and other matters related to ADA and matters that are subject to specific legal advice, which is subject to attorney-client privilege. These matters, which if discussed publicly, could have an adverse effect on the finances of ADA. They are also matters that are attorney-client privileged and matters involving consideration of issues and that by law are not subject to public disclosure due to the executive or deliberative process privilege or other law. The executive session and matters discussed therein are proper subjects for an executive session under Alaska Open Meetings Act, reference Alaska Statute 44-62-310C1 and 3, and 4, and the Alaska Public Records Act.
This is Bill Vivlamore. I second the motion.
Yeah, the easy part of that.
Right.
All right. Would you poll the board for executive session, Ramey?
Commissioner Sandy? Policy Director Smythe?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Elledge?
Yes.
Mr. Vivlamore?
Yes.
Mr. Kendig? Chair Pruse?
Yes.
You have a question, sir.
All right. An executive session.
Chair, you are on the record.
Thank you. Well, welcome back, everybody. I'll advise the public that the board did not take any actions on the matters discussed while in executive session. The session was limited to a discussion of matters directly protected from public disclosures by the Open Meeting Act. Brings us to item number 6B under new business, resolution G24-08X LLC. Randy?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Board members, you have before you resolution 2408. The resolution authorizes me to enter into a cost reimbursement agreement with Hex Fury and to negotiate a non-binding term sheet that would be presented to the board at some point in the future. This project relates to drilling.
Potential term sheet.
Right, correct. Yeah. Right. Potential term sheet. Sorry, Chair. Non-binding, yep.
You will let us know if we need a work session on it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So this is a preliminary step in the process towards a potential term sheet coming to the board. It's going to allow us to continue our feasibility activities, due diligence, and receive reimbursement from Hex for that work.
Okay. 100% reimbursed?
I believe it is split up to $150,000 in costs covered by ADA.
There's usually a formula. What's the typical formula?
It's usually 50-50, I think.
No, it's like 75-25. What is it, Jeff?
Jeff Johns, the Chief Investment Officer here. Right now, we have a tentative budget. It's built upon what it is that the cost reimbursement agreement we entered in with for Hex pursuant to our financing in 2020. It is right now maximum $200,000. There is basic allocations between three principal review buckets, if you will, legal, engineering, geological, geophysical, and economic. We will finalize the estimates in the prior to executing the cost reimbursement agreement under our pre-existing contracts that we have with those various providers. Again, right now it is we will have them not to exceed an aggregate expense of right now we've put in a number of $200,000, but we will finalize the exact estimates based upon future conversations.
It's $200,000 that ADA will spend and not get reimbursed for?
No, we will get reimbursed for it.
100%?
Yes.
Okay, so this is 100% reimbursable.
Correct. Is that whether they close the loan or move forward or not?
That's correct.
Either way.
Okay. I was a little confused on that.
Yeah, so did I. There's two different numbers, Chair. There's a $200,000.
We'll have to correct that.
Yeah. That's what threw me off a little bit.
Okay, so do we need to change to this?
If you wanted to make it consistent.
Resolution or no?
Unfortunately, we do, Board Chair. In Section 3 on page 2, there is a number that is $150,000. That is unfortunately a typographical error. It should be $200,000.
Okay. Anything else?
No, sir.
So should it say subject to execution of 100% cost reimbursement agreement by Hex? Where is the meat in this that says Hex is going to reimburse 100%?
That would be in language in the cost reimbursement agreement that
Is it in the resolution? Yeah.
It is not specific, but we can add that.
You could add that there, Chair. Right. It's not in there right now, so you could add 100% in front of cost in Section 3.
Okay. 100%.
Motion, is it as amended?
What do you think? I'll do this. We'll amend it. We'll put it on the table, then we'll amend it.
Okay.
All right. Any questions from the board members?
I have one. The capacity of the gas line from the platform to onshore, is the utilization such that they can afford the increase in production if if there is some with the expiration?
Yes, that's correct. As John highlighted, the 15-mile pipeline has more than adequate capacity based upon their production curves that were addressed earlier on this morning.
Without any additional compression?
That's my understanding, but we will clarify that in this due diligence process.
Thank you.
All right, any other questions from board members? All right, so I will entertain a motion for resolution G24-08 that's before us with the section 3 changes. Add 100% between first sentence between the word the and cost, and then change 150,000 to 200,000 in assets in the second sentence.
I move resolution number G24-08, resolution as amended, a resolution of Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority relating to the approval of a cost reimbursement agreement and non-binding term sheet concerning Alaska Statute 44-88-172, application for the Hex Cook Inlet LLC to increase Cook Inlet natural gas production and supply.
This is Albert. I'll second.
All right. Any further discussion? Amy, would you poll the board?
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Policy Director Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kendig?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Elledge?
Yes.
Mr. Vivlamore?
Yes.
Chair Pruse?
Yes.
Motion carries, sir.
Thank you. All right. Item number 7, Director Comments, A through G.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chair. Andy? Thank you. Under Director Comments, we have updates on the three projects, main three projects ADA has underway. ANWR, of course, is in litigation. We're working on responding to positions taken by the federal government that ADA did not have a right to the leases. Strenuously disagree with that, of course, and that is pushing forward in federal district court. The Ambler project, we received a negative decision from the DOI that ADA did not have a right of access to the Ambler Mining District. That conflicts with several provisions of federal statute, and we'll be pushing back against that position by the Biden administration. And at the same time, we continue our outreach at the local level to communities closest to the road, whose voices obviously are important. We have support from Allakaket, Hughes, and Ruby, and Shugnak, and other communities in the Kobuk area. We're meeting with them. Actually, I'll be in Fairbanks tomorrow meeting with those communities, and we anticipate additional resolutions of support for the project. What we're finding on the ground is the communities really want a future for their youth and anchor those youth to the community, and keeps the communities healthy and long-term stable and viable. So I'll be in Fairbanks tomorrow working with those communities, several of them, and tribes. West Sioux project is moving forward. There's a field season underway, and we anticipate filing an application for a core permit this fall with significant amounts of data collected and organized to speed up the federal permitting process on that project. 7B, item 7B, Mr. Chair, is the loan dashboard report. ADA has roughly $370 million in loans out. We have a 0% delinquency rate, and that's a continuing trend that's been in place for quite some time. Item 7C, Interior Energy Project Quarterly Report, IGU's pressing forward, and we'll be not removing any more Cook Inlet gas. They'll be switching to the North Slope gas. I think the anticipated date for that is December So that will help. It's not a large volume that will be no longer needed from Cook Inlet, but every bit of gas counts, of course, and that project's moving forward. The other items, Chair, is the board resolution report. The project fact sheets are included for members' review. The statistical summary for the two programs that are run at Commerce is included. We are looking, working with that individual, Jim Anderson at Commerce in Commissioner Sandy's shop. We are working with him. There's a new SBA loan program, 7A program, that provides up to $5 million in working capital with an 80% federal guarantee, and we're looking to see if that can be incorporated into those programs and provide some benefits to Alaskans. That's it, Mr. Chair.
Okay. On the Interior Energy Project, will we ever see a financial statement from these guys? Fairbanks Natural Gas? Or, you know, IGU?
I believe they do provide some information. I don't know that it's included in this packet.
It's not. When is their fiscal year up?
I believe it's on the calendar year, but I'll check. I'll be in Fairbanks tomorrow, and we'll swing by.
We should get updated on our financials.
Sure. Yeah, I'll check in with Elena tomorrow.
Okay. Anything else on director's comments?
No, sir.
Questions for Randy? Like, what's for lunch on the 11th?
Yeah. There'll be something.
Pastries.
Yeah. Huh?
Pastries.
Yeah. Yeah. I gained weight at this board meeting. All right. So I guess we're at the board comments. We have a comment today? I would like to, at some point, Randy, maybe in August, you can give us what we're spending money on for, as far as legal, for kind of give us a 3-year synopsis,
yes.
23, 24, 25, and then a budget going forward on all the legal, your plan, you know, legal issues that we have to typically, I mean, you get your normal daily stuff and then what I call project legal, all that stuff rolled up into one. But, I mean, broken out, but we can kind of see a number. So I understand, based on our operating cost, how much is being spent on third-party legal, RSAs, you know, or Super Ken back there. You
know. Yes, sir. We can have that ready.
I think that would be good for us. I mean, it's a considerable portion of our operating costs.
It is.
What about putting together a budget for this next session? Have we got that yet?
It's in progress, Chair, and we will be able to provide a good update in September.
Okay. Pretty much what you're going to submit to OMB?
Correct, and it is. It'll look different this year, of course, because we do have the separation, you know, from AEA, so the two sides will be introducing their own budgets.
All right. And then shared services as far as people, what are we doing there?
Correct. So shared services at this point is being paid for on a 56%, 44% split with AEA, with individuals whose time is going beyond that or is clearly dedicated to one side or the other. They are recording their time and billing appropriately to either side. So we're getting some separation from AEA on the costs.
How many shared services employees are there?
I think there's 5 IT and roughly 4 HR. There's an HR person. There's 10 total. So they're, right, half of whom are IT.
And you're basing the percentage of cost split between both organizations based on what?
That's a rough estimate of what we got back from staff on their time split. But what we told them is, okay, well, you end up working on a large project for one side or the other, make sure
which AEA is going to have.
Right. So they're going to.
I mean, they're going to grow immensely here, which right. is a good thing. Good projects, hopefully. I just want to make sure that you have a structure in place that accounts for that.
Right. Anything that varies from that rough estimate split, they're going to keep track of their individual time and bill it off over to AEA.
Is there a mechanism in place that says if someone's 75% of their time is going to one organization, that's a full time for them only? Or something where they get kicked over to a, huh?
What's the tipping point?
Yeah, tipping point where now the employee is 100% on your budget.
Right.
Versus.
So if we find that an employee in the mix that has that type of allocation, we'll definitely move them off over to that side.
Yeah, what I worry about is that the employee gets torn priority-wise. Whose priority? You know, one group is building up whatever, and I need it tomorrow, and someone needs it tomorrow, and someone has to make a decision, and it puts the employee in a tough position because, you know, especially right. if the percentage of their workload is going up on one side of the ledger or the other.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we have something in place to make sure that they're not put in a precarious position of, you know, winners and losers.
Right. That's a good point.
You know.
Yeah. We'll be following the time closely and trying to get as much separation as we can.
Yeah. And again, with the caveat, we obviously want to
yeah.
use savings as much as we can to everybody. But it comes to a point, you know, if everything was static, that's pretty good. But it's not static right now. You know,
right.
there's opportunities coming basically from both organizations. I'd say more so from a dollar standpoint and I would say a dollar and deliverables on the AEA side now. You know, a bunch of new stuff is happening. And so I just want to make sure that everybody's in the loop on that and that there is a way that we don't get too far behind and overwhelm an employee.
Yeah, we'll be monitoring it.
Okay. Any comments for the comment of the board? Well, I feel like this is our first one of the Lone Ranger.
That's right.
That's right.
Get out of here early.
September.
11.
So I want to thank everybody, the staff, everybody for putting this together, and board members for coming. Is 8:30 starts good for everybody? We can make it 9 or whatever. What are folks thinking?
I would appreciate 9 o'clock because I got to drop my kids off at 8:45.
I catch the earliest flight down, so either way is good for me. I usually go to the office until this starts.
Yeah.
Randy. Closer to lunch is good.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with it.
All right, well, we'll make it 9 o'clock.